Welcome to the Next Generation Podcast, the show where we feature youth shooting sports competitors of the past and present. Here's your host from the Clover Talk Studio, deep within the heart of Texas, Chris Dover.
Welcome to the Next Generation Podcast. I am your host, Chris Dover, and this week we're going to be talking with youth shooting sports competitor Bryce Jones. But first, we want to talk about one of our sponsors for this season on The Next Generation, and that is Hunters HD Gold. Now, if you hadn't checked out Hunters HD Gold eyewear yet, you might want to do that. They use a photochromatic lens that's sort of like those transition lenses. The lenses are made out of Trivex, which is basically the same stuff they use in the cockpit of fighter jets. So pretty high-tech stuff. And they also offer their awesome eyewear in prescription as well. So if you're serious about shooting sports or hunting, then you need to get over there and check out huntershdgold.com. All right, crew, let's get the show started for this week. First, I want to welcome back our guest host for this particular show. We've got Brian from Hunters HD Gold. How are you, man?
Hey, man, doing well. Just getting prepared to get on the road again this weekend and just nonstop. So thanks again for having me on. Looking forward to our guest today. Just spent some time with him up at the Scholastic Action Shooting Program Nationals. So I'm excited about who you got on today.
Awesome. And with that, let's get to Mr. Bryce. How are you, kiddo?
Good. How are you?
I'm well. Now, to kick things off, let's cover a couple things real quick. How old are you?
I am 14 years old.
14. All right. Good deal. And what state are you out of?
Iowa.
Let's talk a little bit about your first experience with firearms. What do you remember when that was and what that was like?
Probably the earliest memory that I have with guns was hunting frogs with my dad.
Now, do you do a lot of hunting up there in Iowa, or was that just kind of a one-time thing?
We do hunting a lot in our family. We do it about every deer season.
Okay. And do you have family land, or you hunt on public land, or where do you guys go to hunt usually?
We have family land. My grandparents own an acreage.
Okay.
300 acres.
I think it's somewhere around 300 acres.
Now, how many, I guess, if you've hunted for quite a few years, I guess you've gotten some deer. What's the biggest deer you've gotten?
Nothing big. I haven't gotten any bucks yet.
Oh, okay. Okay. Just the does? Not a problem with that. That's still meat in the freezer, so that's a good thing, I guess. I mean, I guess y'all eat them, right?
Yeah, I love deer jerky.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, that's good stuff. Now, do you take it somewhere and have that made, or do y'all make the jerky yourself?
Yeah, we take it and take it somewhere, and they have it made for us.
Okay. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. Take it out, get some jerky made, and then some sausage. Sausage is always good, especially if you've got, and I don't know if you've got, do you guys got any wild pigs, any wild hogs up there in Iowa?
No, we don't have any.
Okay. That's typically a big thing, I guess, in the southern states, I think, more than anything, but that's some really good stuff when you start taking the deer and you mix, because deer's really lean. So you can take that deer, mix that with some wild pig, some wild boar, and make some sausage that way. It's usually pretty darn good. What was your first experience? I guess at some point you decided that you wanted to get into the shooting sports and shooting competitively. So what was the what was the thing that kind of caused that to happen? Did you get to go to a match and watch, or is there a club in your area that approached you, or how did all of that work?
So originally I just did summer basketball.
Okay.
But I kind of wanted to do something different because I've been doing it for a really long time. Mm-hmm. And so I was looking for something else to do. And my dad showed me a video of Dwight Stern shooting. And I was like, that looks awesome. Mm-hmm. So we just kind of picked it up from there.
Okay. And then, so did y'all just go find some local matches to attend, or did y'all find a local club first? How did that work?
We practiced for a little bit first. We we got targets, steel targets, and then we made our own stands, and we practiced shooting in my backyard.
Well, there you go. That, that'll certainly work. Now, when you first started out, were you using the same firearms as you have now, or was that something different at the time?
We had different guns at the time.
Okay. Do you remember what they were that you started out with?
I remember that my rimfire pistol iron was originally a Ruger that was all tandemized.
Okay.
And then I just had a standard Ruger 10/22 for my other limited rifle.
Okay, gotcha. So you were shooting just rifle at that time, no pistol.
I was originally just shooting open, and then I started getting into limited more and more.
I gotcha. Now, that the first match. Do you remember the first match that you went to? And what all that was like?
I do. It was in Redfield, Iowa, and the match director was Dwight Stearns.
Oh, okay. Well, that's kind of cool. And what?
Yeah.
What kind of match was that? Was that a steel challenge or a what? What was that?
It was a rimfire challenge match.
Okay. It was a rimfire challenge. Okay, cool. Have you done any steel challenge before?
I've competed in the Georgia Steel Challenge match.
Okay.
Area 5 and Alabama.
And so how is Rimfire Challenge different than Steel Challenge?
I like Steel Challenge better because you know the stages that you're shooting.
Mm-hmm.
So that you get to practice them and get to shoot them faster and faster, and you get to practice those stages and you know that they're going to be there every single time, where that with Rimfire Challenge, it's, you don't know what stages there's going to be. It could be however far out and however far wide, and
gotcha.
And so, it could be 5 to 7 targets, and I just like the consistency with Steel Challenge.
Gotcha. So Rimfire Challenge, that's more like IDPA or USPSA or something like that, where the stage is kind of set up by the match directors and whatnot.
Yeah.
Brian, you want to jump in?
Yeah, it looks like you, Bryce, you've been doing this. I think is July pretty much your year anniversary you've been doing this with Dwight?
Yeah.
Because I was looking at it and I noticed, I think we met just a little bit over or less than a year ago. So everything seems to be really new. So based on you, when you were hunting, it caught my interest because I like hunting as well. What gun did you use to get your doe with? What kind of gun were you using?
A 4.15 Bushmaster.
Whoa.
It looked like. So that's on an AR platform?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, that's a big. That's a big round.
Must have been one shot, one and done on that one. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Good deal. So when you get up in Iowa, there's a lot of other shooters up there that are pretty much well known, just like yourself becoming well known over this past year. Were they helping you get started as well, or how'd you run into these other guys?
Yes, Nate Gibson was a very, very big help with matches to go to and just to pick me up from where I was, and he's just helping get faster and all that.
Awesome. Yeah, we had Nate on last season. Now, as far as you're there, you said that you can kind of practice in the backyard and stuff like that. So having the ability to do something like that, how often do you practice?
I try to practice every single day.
Okay. Now, do you work on something, you know, different every day, or do you work on different things in one practice, or do you kind of identify certain things that you really need to work on and focus on that multiple days? How do you decide what you're gonna practice?
It's just kind of what I'm feeling on that day. If I want to practice first shots, then I'll practice first shots for that day. If I want to practice transitions, then I'll set up a stage that's really far out. And then some days I'll just work on certain guns that I think that I could get better with. It just kind of depends on what I feel like doing that day.
As far as your practice goes, about how many rounds do you normally fire a practice session?
About 400, I would say.
Wow. Okay. So you're practicing for a while then. You've got...
Yeah, probably 300 to 400 rounds every day.
Wow. And what ammunition are you using?
I use Federal suppressor ammo for my 22s, and then I use MD ammunition for all 9mm.
That's pretty cool. Now, do you use the same ammunition in practice that you do in the matches?
Yes.
Okay. Some people have different practice ammunition, which is weird. So I always like to ask that. So that you said that first match was a rimfire challenge. How long after that first match was it before you got to your first steel challenge match?
Almost a year. I just kind of started out with rimfire challenge, and then I started going from there.
Okay. Now, was there something that caught your eye that caused you to move more towards steel challenge? In other words, did you see a video or see a match or meet somebody that did steel challenge? What made you kind of decide to make that switch to steel challenge?
Nate started shooting steel challenge, and he was talking to me about it, and we just kind of followed them around.
Well, that certainly works. I mean, and yeah, it sounds like you two talk pretty regularly and communicate back and forth and all that. Okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I mean, that's good to have definitely good to have a friend in the sport that you can talk to and bounce ideas off of, and maybe if you're trying to figure out, you know, what the heck is going on. So you talked about going to a match in Georgia?
Yeah.
Okay. What match was that?
I'm pretty sure it was just called the Georgia Steel Challenge match.
I think.
It was either the Georgia U.S. Steel shoot, or it was a Georgia State. But I think it might have been the Georgia, the U.S. Steel shoot, probably in Georgia. Was that right?
U.S. Steel.
That was U.S. Steel shoot. Who was that? That's when I remember meeting him as well. That was a great time.
Okay, cool. Now, from Iowa to Georgia is a pretty good little drive. It's a pretty good trip. So what was that like?
Really long.
Is that a trip? Did y'all drive it or fly?
We drove it. It was a 14-hour drive for us.
Ooh. And did y'all do that all in one day, or did you have a stopover somewhere?
We stopped twice.
Okay. Yeah, if you got the time, I mean, that's the way to do it, definitely. Now, how long that particular match in Georgia, was it a one-day, two-day? How long was that match? How long were you guys in Georgia?
4 days.
Oh, wow. Okay. So that was a mini vacation almost or something with
fun.
Right. What's the biggest match you've shot so far? Was that it, or is there another match that was bigger? I'm guessing maybe Nationals here most recently may have been your biggest, but what's the biggest match you've shot so far?
I would say that the biggest matches I've been to was World Speed and SASP Nationals.
Okay. Do you prefer the bigger matches or the smaller ones?
I like the bigger matches.
Okay. Is it because of just maybe the prestige or whatever that you like them, or is there another reason that you prefer the big ones? More people there to talk to?
More people there than just more people there, I guess.
Okay, yeah. Do you find the bigger matches, are they, I don't know how to word this. Are you more relaxed with a smaller match? In other words, is it a little bit stressful with the bigger matches, or do you not let that stuff affect you?
I don't really let that stuff affect me. Every match that I go to, I treat it as the same.
Brian, you want to jump in?
Yeah. I watched him shoot multiple matches, and you can't, you know, he doesn't change at all from one match to the other. It's really amazing to watch. But he's part of a Scholastic Action Shooting Program shooting, hanging out with those guys up in Nationals. What was how did you get involved with the team? What did that look like? I think your dad's one of the coaches, right?
Yeah, he is.
Awesome. Now, how long you been shooting with Scholastic Action Shooting?
This is actually my first year with it.
Oh, wow. Wonderful. So
I shot
the other go ahead.
I shot the Iowa SASP state match, and then went to the national match.
Chris, their team is called the Iowa Deadshots. It's a pretty cool logo they got for their team jersey.
Okay. Yeah, that's an interesting name, too. So with let's talk about some of the accomplishments, because yeah, it sounds like you've been to some pretty big matches. What are some of the things with those matches, I want to say like maybe you placed or something like that, but maybe you got something out of those matches that wasn't even placing. But what are some of the things you're most proud of, I guess, with your shooting sports career so far?
My most proudest moment that I can remember was my very first place, and it was at Minnesota.
Okay.
Of last.
Okay. And it was, you said that was in Minnesota?
Yeah. Forest Lake, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. That's probably a pretty good drive, too, isn't it?
It wasn't too bad. Nothing like Georgia.
Right. So like you guys travel all over the place. So that's pretty cool. About how many matches do you go to, multiple matches a month, or is there a certain season, or how does all of that work as far as when, you know, how often you go to matches?
I did 4 matches last year. So every year I want to try and double it.
Gotcha.
Which this year I've definitely more than doubled it.
Building off of those accomplishments, I always like to kind of talk about this because, you know, everybody at some point has a bad day, whether it's in practice or a match or whatever, and whether it's your equipment fails or you're just not on your game. Do you have an example of a day that's happened to you where it's just like nothing was going right? And how did you deal with that?
It happened at the Wisconsin doubleheader
mm-hmm.
of last year, and my gun broke down.
Uh-oh.
And that's what we thought happened, but it was actually the ammo that I was using. So we got a gun from Nate, and he let me shoot his gun for the remaining of the match.
Okay, that's kind of cool to be able to do things like that. I've heard stories like that before where people, you know, loan their guns out, and that's amazing that you've got people that, you know, that have a lot. They got a lot of time and money and everything else tied up into their firearms, and to, you know, just to loan them out like that is actually really cool to see something like that.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Moving away from the shooting sports here, just for a quick minute, I want to talk about some other things. As far as your school, do you go to public school, private school, or are you homeschooled?
I go to a public school.
Okay, a public school. Cool. Now, is it a big school?
Not really. I think there's a little less than 30 kids in my class.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, so I would consider that a small school, unless there's a whole lot of classes, but it's a... Yeah, 30 kids, that qualifies as a small school in my book, so that's pretty cool. And so...
It's a pretty small...
Yeah. Do they know at the school, friends, teachers, people like that, do they know that you do shooting sports stuff?
Yeah, most of them do.
Okay.
And are they know mainly about the SAS because it's Scholastic.
Right, yeah, right. And so I guess what I'm asking here is, do you have friends? Are there any friends in school that you have, or I don't want to say friends. Are there any other kids in school? There may be some that's not your friends that do shooting sports of some kind too, or are you the only one that you know of?
I'm the only one that does shooting sports at the school.
Okay. And I didn't ask this earlier, but what grade are you going into?
I'm going into ninth grade.
Okay, you're going into high school. So is high school a different building and a different school than you're in now, or is it kind of all in the same place?
I'll actually be walking the same halls as I did last year.
Wow.
So it's in the same school.
Okay, so that's probably not near as stressful going into high school. Are you looking forward to high school?
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to more freedom.
Now, I can hear that. Now, as far
Sorry.
As
that,
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, yeah, just enjoy it. It's all I got to say. Because, yeah, I don't know. You'll do fine. You'll have fun. Now,
is there a lot of friends at school that know you shoot?
Yeah, most of all my friends know that I shoot competitively.
Cool. What does that look like when you get back from matches? Are they asking you about matches or anything like that, or do you talk about it much? What does that look like?
Yeah, they ask me a couple questions. They ask me how I did and what it's like there and just overall like how I did and stuff.
That's wonderful. Wonderful. That's building the education amongst other people that are not aware of their shooting sports is a great way to help build that at the school level. So that's awesome that you're educating people about that.
Yeah, it's also nice that you've got so many that are actually curious about it, you know, and are asking questions like that. That's always good to see.
Yeah, I'm trying to promote it.
And yeah, and we definitely need that, and I think we need it. Especially from kiddos, you know, like you, they're out there and doing it and well grounded. Because I don't know, there's just something about grown ups can talk to kids all day long, but there's just something about when one kiddo talks to another kiddo, things seem to just click and make more sense a lot of times. So it's really important that, you know, we have good youth ambassadors for shooting sports out there. Now, as far as school goes, do you have a favorite subject in school?
It's definitely going to be social studies.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that'll work. Now, hobbies outside of shooting sports, is there other things that you like to do? You talked about hunting, of course, earlier. Are there other things besides that?
Yeah, I like to play basketball.
Okay. And do you play basketball for school?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay. That's awesome. What position do you play?
Post.
Okay. So I guess during basketball season for school, do you sometimes shoot competitions during that time? Or is it a situation where you take a break from the basketball and you do your shooting sports? You don't mix the two up.
It's normally cold in Iowa when I do it, so I take a break from it for a little bit.
Okay. You play basketball when it's cold and you can be indoors then, basically.
Yeah.
Now, how long, I'm guessing that's, you played junior high basketball, I guess, right?
Yeah.
And then did you play before Junior high, were you playing basketball?
Yeah, I played my whole elementary year.
Oh, okay. Now, was that something with a school, or was that that's more like a little league type thing?
It was a school thing.
Okay. And so, with having, you know, it's interesting. You mentioned you had 30 kids in your class. Is there a basketball team with, let's say, junior high? Was there a basketball team for each grade, or was it there a basketball team for the entire junior high? How did that work?
We had a basketball team for each grade, but for my grade, we had just enough people, so we had to pull a couple of seventh graders up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I was kind of curious. I'm thinking, you know, as small as those classes are, you only nearly need five, mm-hmm. but, you know, occasionally you need to give somebody a break or something like that. You're really, boy, having five players that play the entire game could be tough. So I come from a smaller school myself, maybe a little bit smaller classes even than what you're talking about. And so, yeah, I understand what you're saying. We did really good to even have a team at all, because, you know, you're looking at, I think about half of our class was girls, first of all. And then by the time you factored in the boys that, you know, wanted to play. And then also, you know, another thing that comes into play, obviously, with sports like that is grades. And so we had kiddos in the class that we always had, it seemed like the first game, basketball game of the year, we always had a really big team. And then after report cards come out, not so much. So do you guys have had that problem before?
Yeah, we've had that problem. We've had that problem a couple times till we were questioned if we were going to play that game or not.
Now, as far as your grades, you do pretty well if you're playing basketball, because you got to have that. With shooting sports, does grades come into play on that side of things much at all?
Yeah, I like to keep my grades B or higher.
Now, is that other than you wanting that, your parents wanting that? Like I said, outside of basketball, is there a club or organization, or, you know, the matches? Does any of those require grades?
No matches that I have been to require any grades.
Great stuff. I know that some and even some sponsors sometimes put a stipulation for you kiddos on your grades. I don't know. I mean, I think most of you, all of you that I've talked to anyway, you're really responsible, really paying attention to those grades. So, you know, in the end of the day, it's not really a problem. But I do like to see when, you know, school is held in the priority above shooting sports, because shooting sports is fun, and there's a lot of different lessons to be learned there and everything else. But, you know, at the end of the day, you gotta have that education. Brian, jump back to you for a minute if you want.
Yeah, we're getting to hang out with Bryce and his family and his shooting teammates all over the previous weeks. It's been a lot of fun things to learn about Bryce and what he's doing with the shooting and everything. There's a story that I'm not sure if you want to share it. If you don't, we can go from there. But what do you want to tell the story about where Big Thunder came from and what that looks like, and kind of tell everybody, you know, how'd that get started and who's responsible for that?
Thanks, Brian.
I'm here for the fun. And if you don't, we can make it where they, you know, they have to come ask you in person. But I thought it'd be a little subject that you might want to get into a little bit, just letting you know how much fun we have in the shooting world.
I'm curious now.
No, it's fine. It was at the Iowa SASP match, and it was one of the very last stages, and I walked up to the line and I was one of the last shooters, and the RO said, "Okay, last shooter, let's see some Big Thunder."
So based on that, now, you know, he's got a theme song now, AC/DC Thunderstruck. We always try to find that music before he gets up and shoots.
Right.
Big Thunder is now the nickname, because that seems to be sticking pretty well.
Yeah, sometimes stuff like that sticks, unfortunately.
Well, another good story about Bryce. We had a couple of award ceremonies during the Scholastic Action Nationals, and Bryce had won a pair of Hunter's HD Gold during one of the drawings that we had. And you know, he's a sponsor shooter and everything else. He came back to me the next day and wanted to give them back to me and everything else. And I said, "No, Bryce, I've already given away the power to you, and it's up to you now to change somebody else's views in their shooting, and you need to give that to somebody else." And it wasn't even, you know, 30 minutes later, Bryce is walking up with a young lady named Camille, and he had given the pair of Hunter's HD Gold to help her shooting career as well. So Bryce is doing a wonderful job promoting the growth of the shooting sports and bringing more people to closer to what he has learned and everything else in the shooting community. And it's very, I just want to say, Bryce, very proud of you, of what you've done, everything else, and where you're going with your shooting career. Your dad and your mom are such wonderful people guiding you in the right direction, so I don't think you have any way that you can lose. So just want to give that big shout out to what Bryce has done here recently to the shooting sports.
Thank you.
Now, with the travel, I mean, talking about the family there for a second, does the entire family, when y'all travel for the shooting sports, does the entire family go?
Usually it's just my dad. I got two younger siblings, so my mom normally has to stick around with them.
Now, if it's a closer match, do they all kind of go and hang out and watch you?
Yeah, if it's a closer match, they'll come and watch.
Right. Now, how old are your younger siblings?
9 and 6.
Okay. So they're not little bitty babies, so I guess that's good. Are they kind of watching what you do, and do you think they might be interested in it one day?
Yeah, I've already got Little Thunder started on it.
There you go.
Nice.
There you go. That's how you do it. You'll have a family team before too long, and you said you had two younger sisters, right?
What'd you say? I'm sorry.
Did you say you had two younger sisters? Your siblings, sisters, both sisters?
I've got one younger brother and one younger sister.
Okay, one younger brother and one younger sister. Gotcha. Okay. That's kind of cool. Got one of each, so that certainly works out. Yeah, I forgot where I was going to go with that next. I was going to ask something else, but whatever. I want to jump into some fun stuff here real quick. Other than the whole Big Thunder thing, that was pretty good. But, let's have some fun with a few things. As far as reading goes, do you do a lot of reading at all?
Occasionally. If it's for a school project or something, uh-huh. Then yeah, I'll read the book. But other than that, reading is not really my thing.
Not really? Okay. So no favorite book, comic book, magazine, anything like that?
Not really.
Not a problem. Yep. What about a favorite movie or TV show? You have anything comes to mind with that?
I have a couple of TV shows that I watch.
Uh-huh.
I have a couple of TV shows that I watch. I can't really call them my favorites, though, because I... don't really watch them too much.
Right. What are they? Which ones are they?
I watch The Flash from the CW and Arrow.
So no, you don't finish it out? No Supergirl or Legends of Tomorrow?
No.
Really?
Just those two.
Well, what do you do with the crossover episodes?
I just watch the single episode on them.
Oh, okay. So you do go watch the single episode for those? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. I'm not a fan of Flash. Arrow, I like Arrow. I like Legends of Tomorrow, but Flash and Supergirl, not a big fan of those for whatever reason. So I agree with you halfway there. So that works. That works out good. But yeah, obviously, I mean, you're watching the superhero stuff there. So when the Marvel movies or the DC movies or something like that comes out, is that something that you go watch?
Yeah.
And do you have any of those that's your favorite?
I really like Avengers Endgame. I recently watched that, and I thought that was an amazing movie.
Yeah, that's there'll be a lot of people talking about that one, I think, for a long time. That was a that was a pretty good, pretty well done movie, I think. Last one of the fun ones here is fast food. Do you have a favorite fast food?
Probably Bebop's.
Okay, that's one I've never heard of before.
Oh yeah, you're gonna have to explain that one. What kind of food is this, please?
It's kind of like a burger joint. It's like an older fashioned burger joint.
Okay.
Nice.
It's a flame burger joint.
Okay, flame broiled then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are they just an hour in that area? Because I'm coming to Nebraska soon. I'm gonna have to look this place up myself.
I'm not quite sure.
I'll look it up though. I wrote it down. We'll find it. I'll give you a report back, Chris, on this one.
Yeah, definitely. All right. So what's your order there at Bebop's? Do you have a usual order that you make?
Usually it's just a bacon burger.
Okay.
With fries.
Gotta have the bacon burger. Nice. Now, being kind of an old fashioned place, do they do ice cream and shakes and malts and stuff like that as well?
Yeah, they do ice cream and shakes.
Okay. And have you had those? Are those pretty good if you have?
I'm not too much of a fan of ice cream or milkshakes.
Oh, okay. I'm all about a milkshake with my burger for some reason. But it's got to be
I think that comes with age, because I am too.
Yeah, it's got to be a good, but it's got to be a good burger, and it's got to be a good milkshake. So let me back up with that. It's not like I'm going into McDonald's and getting a shake at McDonald's with my Big Mac, because that's not what I'm talking about. But an old fashioned, some type of a big, nice, you know, a real person cooked it. You know, it's made out of real meat burger.
Exactly.
You know, a good shake. It annoys my wife. We were in a place, and I ordered a burger, and the waitress says, I said, I want the burger, you know, blah, 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 and I rattled it off to her, and I said, I'd like a chocolate shake. And she's like, the waitress asked me, she says, do you want anything to drink? And I said, that's what the chocolate shake's for, you know. And it kind of annoyed my wife. She was like, and I was like, that was a silly question, though. You know, I got a shake to drink. I'm good. Most people see that as a dessert. But, you know, for me, if you get it with a burger, that's your drink. So you don't worry about it. Brian, you want to jump in with anything before we get out of here?
Yeah, you just want to just flash back real quick to where the Iowa Deadshots, you know, and all the hardware y'all brought home from that match. What's your next goals as a shooting team? Where are you at on your goals there?
I think that we've all decided on with 1911.
Nice.
We got fourth place. I think we're next year. We want to bump up a few more.
That's a good goal. Good deal. That's something that Scholastic Action Shooting, Chris, that they just brought in not too long ago as a 1911 category. Okay. And it was pretty fun to watch. They're going on through already having rimfire and PCC, bringing in 9mm or bringing in 1911 in that regards to that spectrum is going to bring it up. So look forward to seeing your goals in that one. I look forward to seeing you there next year higher on the podium. That'll be fun.
It was an amazing time.
Now, with the 1911 that you're talking about, is that just 9mm, or are they allowing the 45 too?
Just 9mm.
Okay. And does that include the 2011, the double stack stuff, or is it just strictly a single stack?
It's just single stack.
Okay, so they're going old school with it. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. Well, Bryce, thank you. You know, I really, you know, we had such a great time. Look forward to seeing you next match. And Chris, thank you again for bringing me on here to spend some time bringing up some memories and some of Big Thunder's secrets that we can bring it out there for the future to have more fun with. But just keep up the great shooting and keep up the great ambassadors that you're doing for all your different sponsors and everything moving forward. I'm really, really proud to see you grow in the shooting world, brother.
Thank you very much. I had a blast. Thank you, Ryan.
Before we get out of here, Bryce, I wanted one more thing I want from you here is sponsors, I mean, you want to give a shout out? You need to give a shout out to any sponsors before we go?
Yeah. I'd like to shout out Full Quartzin, Hunter's HD Gold, Steel Target Paint, Tandem Cross, Razor's Edge Tactical, Competitor Target Stands, Revo Gear, and Stripling Custom Gunworks.
Awesome, and those are all well-known in the shooting sports world for helping you kiddos out, so kudos to obviously to all those companies. Now, as far as if there's people out there that's listening or whatever and they're interested maybe in seeing some pictures of what you do or following you guys, following the even the club there, the dead shots or whatever, is there social media? Are you guys on social media somewhere there where they can find you?
Yeah. I'm on Facebook and Instagram.
Okay. Facebook and Instagram. Is it under your name or under the club, or how is that listed there?
I'm pretty sure it's Bryce_Jones competitor shooter.
Okay. There you go.
Yes. And on Facebook, it's Bryce_competitor shooter as well.
Hyphen. Okay. Yeah. Instagram uses those underscores and Facebook uses the hyphens. I don't get it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. So, well, Bryce, I appreciate you coming on and talking with us today. It was a lot of fun, and I wish you all the best with everything that you got coming up in the future, and definitely keep us posted with everything you're doing.
Thank you for having me. I had a blast.
That is all for this episode of Next Generation. Please visit us at clovertac.com for links to more content available on a variety of platforms. If you would like to support our effort while enjoying some cool perks, you can check us out over on Patreon at patreon.com/clovertac. We encourage you to support and volunteer with youth shooting sports organizations when and where you can. Thank you for joining us, and until next time, have fun and stay safe.